Billionaire investor Wilbur Ross is expected to be Donald Trump's choice for Commerce Secretary, according to several reports. The New Jersey native was an early supporter of the president-elect and later joined the campaign as an economic advisor. Ross has made a career out of buying up failed companies and making them profitable again. If confirmed to the position, he would play a central role in shaping Trump's economic agenda, both domestically and around the world. For more, we're joined now by Skype by Rana Faruhar, who oversees economics and business coverage for Time magazine. Rana, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So paint a picture for us of Ross and his long business career.
So he has been called the king of bankruptcy. This is a guy who's done a lot of buyout deals of failing companies, both in the U.S. and globally over the last several decades. And, you know, his reputation has been mixed. To be fair, he's viewed as a hero in many places. He's done incredibly successful deals rehabilitating failed banks in Japan and Ireland. He has bought up failing textile firms, steel firms, coal firms in the U.S., but it has to be said that, again, the business record has been a mixed bag. You know, some people in the Rust Belt say, hey, he's come in, bought failing companies, turned them around, saved jobs. Other people say he's come in, bought failing companies, cut costs, healthcare benefits, pensions. You know, particularly in coal country, I think his appointment would be viewed with mixed feelings because there was an incident a few years back at a mine that he purchased where 12 employees were killed in an explosion. The mine was later found to have some safety issues. So like many of the types of guys that do these deals, very mixed record.
Now, Trump made the whole working class a priority throughout the campaign. On the whole, have his business deals been good or bad for labor?
You know, that's a big question when it comes to private equity in general. You know, if you remember, during the 2012 election cycle, Mitt Romney came under a lot of fire about what is the role of private equity in the economy, in the U.S. economy. Has it been good or bad for labor? And the truth is that on balance, it's been neutral. You know, he has saved some jobs. He's destroyed others. The big question for me is whether or not the policies that Wilbur Ross favors and that Donald Trump favors, which tend to be really a kind of an amped up version of Reagan-esque trickle down, tax cuts, fiscal policies, whether those are actually going to be good for the economy, because I think that that's what's important here.
And talk about his relationship with Wall Street and how that might shape his leadership in a Trump administration.
Yeah. So, you know, private equity is really kind of the great white shark in the ocean of capitalism, one might say. I mean, these are companies that go after failing firms. They use a lot of debt often to do it. You know, Donald Trump himself has said, I love debt. He's the king of debt. You know, it's a very financialized way of doing business. It's a very market-oriented way of doing business. I mean, this is not someone that has gone in and really from the ground up created companies. On the other hand, you know, he is in favor and has said this publicly of a lot of fiscal policy to get the economy going. I think that that is important because we're at a stage right now where central bankers have done all they can to stimulate the economy, and it's going to be important to try and get companies investing again. The question is, will the Wilbur Ross strategy of tax cuts, write-offs for companies to allow foreign capital back in, is that actually going to work? And I have my doubts about that.
Yeah, talk a little bit about trade. What do we know about his economic views when it concerns trade, especially like toward countries with China, say to say?
Yeah. So, you know, like a lot of investors and frankly a lot of economists, Ross has said that he's in favor of changing the trade system. He wants to make trade deals fairer. And, you know, frankly, that's a good point. I think that there's a broad sense that the global trading system isn't really working well anymore. This is in part because over the last few decades, a lot of countries like China, like Russia, like Brazil, that are essentially state-run economies have come into the system and they're playing by different rules. Ross has said that he wants all trade deals that are negotiated to have a clear cost analysis, cost-benefit payoff for the U.S., once a five-year revisitation plan of any trade deals, and once a guarantee on both sides that they would be enforced. Now, the question is, how do you enforce that? The WTO is getting record numbers of trade complaints. You want to be able to be tough and work for trade deals in the interest of the U.S. without tipping into some kind of a tariff battle or a trade war that would actually cost the U.S. jobs, and that's going to be a real trick.
And just finally, what about the complications of a nomination? I mean, how will that look as far as looking at his investments and business dealings? Will it be complicated?
I think he's going to get a lot of pushback from some progressives. I think that, you know, people, could be very interested to see what people like Elizabeth Warren will have to say about him. You know, I think it'll be interesting to see what some of those workers in the Rust Belt and in places like West Virginia that voted for Trump think about someone coming in with the record that he has, you know, with this issue in the coal mine that I mentioned before.
Right.
You know, I think it's going to be mixed. And most importantly, I think he's going to have to really sell people on the idea that more tax cuts are actually going to get businesses to invest in the U.S. because, frankly, in the last 20 years, tax cuts haven't really created a lot of growth in America.
Okay. Rana Faruhar is in charge of economics and business coverage at Time Magazine. Rana, thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you.